My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, man, let's talk to our buddy Mark Raimondi from ESPN.com. He is a Falcons virgin, doing a great job, giving you some great insight, asking the penetrating questions and not getting any answers like the rest of the media from the head coach. He joins us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. What are you excited about tonight, man?
Football. I'm excited for football. Gosh. Live, actual, real football. Not practice. We ain't talking about practice, boys. We're talking about real game. We're talking about a damn game, even though it'll probably be a lot of the second string guys and beyond. But football is football, and I'm looking forward to that.
By all indications, the lines of scrimmage, the trenches, were good down in Miami, both offensively and defensively, from what I've seen.
Yeah, I mean, it really did feel that way. And, as we talked about a lot, you know, the defense is the biggest question mark on this team, especially the pass rush, especially in the trenches. And, seemed to perform pretty well against, you know, what's a pretty good offense down in Miami. Of course, it's a joint practice. It's not a real game, as we've said. So you can't make too much out of it. But, I mean, it's a good indicator that maybe things are not, you know, as scary as some fans might have thought.
Mark, we would assume that Penix will be playing with the second-string offensive line. If that's the case and there are some guys getting home, I know one thing I've been saying on the show today is I'm excited to see how he responds to the pressure of having a real guy in his face and not just in a practice scenario.
Yeah, and that's the line that he's been working, he's been working behind all along in practice, so it won't be any new to him. And, you know, I do think the Falcons have some depth, of course, on that offensive line. But, we'll see. I expect him to be kind of like he's been in some of the open practices that the Falcons have had. He was kind of jittery early, but he settled down. You know, we're going to see some beautiful deep balls from him. We're going to see some, you know, we're going to see that arm. We're going to see that spin that everyone talks about, I think, at times. But we'll probably see some inconsistency, too. Hopefully, we get to see a decent amount of him, though, guys. I mean, I'd like to see, you know, can we get a quarter? Can we get a half out of him? I don't want to see one or two series. I want to see, you know, some extended playing time for Michael Penix Jr. tonight, just so we can, you know, we can see what that number 8 pick was all about.
I know that the defense, and we think, and here's what we were talking about all offseason, Mark, is you look at what the Rams did, and hopefully you'd like to think that, you know, Coach Raheem Morris was involved in that process of the type of players they brought into that defense last year with the Rams. Immediate impact in the third round. Do you think we're going to see that, or is Rook Row going to be a work in progress, or is he going to hit the ground running?
He's an interesting case because I think that he's got a lot of promise, a lot of potential. But he just started playing football his junior year of high school. I think that he is someone that could be a few years away from really, really making a major impact. But, you know, you see, like, early on when practice started in training camp, wasn't doing a whole lot, if we're being honest. But in recent practices, he's come on a little bit. You know, you could see some of that length. You can see some of that potential that they liked in him, the athleticism, the explosion. So, maybe not right away, but I think he's a guy that's only going to get better, I feel.
Who are you looking at in this?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Secondary tonight, because it seems like the Falcons are starting to turn a corner in terms of guys that are getting more consistent reps with the first team. So who are guys that you're looking at that can provide some depth but maybe not be a starter?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it looks like Mike Hughes kind of has the inside track right now on the second cornerback spot opposite A.J. Terrell. But Clark Phillips, you know, has played really well, you know, in practice the last, you know, really the last couple of weeks. And, you know, he did in Miami as well. So I don't think that job is 100% Mike Hughes's right now. I mean, I think that Clark still has a chance to win it. And certainly he's going to be a guy to provide depth as well. Even guys like, you know, Antonio Hamilton Sr. has played well in practice. I think we'll see a lot of him, you know, the Kevin Kings of the world. And then at safety, you know, it's been Richie Grant alongside Jesse Bates for the most part with the first team. But DeMarco Helms is a player. You know, he can play. He rocked Ray McLeod last week at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I mean, he popped the ball loose. And, you know, some of the offensive guys weren't happy about that. But I think fans were happy about that, seeing, you know, this is a guy that's trying to win that job. And I think we'll see a little bit of that tonight from him as well.
Hey, man, it's Mark Raimondi, guys, from ESPN.com, talking about the Falcons. It's football. After 6 years of not making the playoffs, it all changes tonight. Well, man, you should hype it up, man. We will see Penix Jr. What about the wide receivers? We were talking about all the Washingtons who have a chance to move up the depth chart. I know that Casey Washington, who we drafted out of Illinois, seems like a guy that's got a chance to make some big plays. What about him stepping in now that they've lost some pieces due to injury?
He has had some of the best catches in training camp so far, Casey Washington. And he doesn't always get the ball consistently every practice. But, you know, when Penix throws, and it's usually Penix throwing to him, he finds a way to make a play. And he's another guy, too, that I think that he will continue to get better and we'll see more of. You know, right now it's you know, we know the starters, right? We know the Drake Londons. We know Darnell Mooney. Ray McLeod is going to be in the slot. Rondell Moore seems like he's going to be gone for the season. So who steps up after him? That's going to be the big question. I think that's going to be one of the biggest storylines, I think, of the game tonight, is that wide receiver position. Is it a guy like Casey Washington? Is it Kadarrell Hodge? Is it, you know, one of the, they signed two new wide receivers a couple, you know, weeks ago, you know, Jesse Matthews and James, another Washington. Maybe we'll get George Washington in there at some point before the season's over too. But, and maybe, hey guys, how about this? Juju Smith-Schuster just got released by New England. Mm. I'm sure you guys talked about that earlier, yep. But he's a guy that he played with Ike Hilliard. You know, he played with Ike Hilliard in Pittsburgh. And Ike Hilliard's had a lot of, I mean, his fingerprints are all over that receiver room. I mean, they could do worse. I think there are worse people out there as a third or fourth wide receiver than Juju.
Talking about the running back room for a sec here, Mark, I just think there's a lot of talent, but maybe not enough space in the room for all the guys that they have. We obviously know Bijan and Algier will be there, but then you have sort of three other guys in Avery Williams, who's converted from the secondary, and coming back from injury as well, and then you have Carlos Washington, another Washington, and you have Jace McClellan as well. So how do you think that sorts itself out?
Yeah, this Washington talk is really some really hard hitting stuff. I've been super impressed with Carlos Washington, honestly. And then you know, when Bijan Robinson was out the other day back at Flowery Branch, he became the second running back, really, and he did quite well, you know, practice that day after Tyler Allgeier. I do think you're right on that, Chris, that there is actually quite a bit of talent in that receiver room, and you almost have to wonder, is like, do they not want to show like people how good Carlos Washington Jr. is? So maybe he's a practice squad guy, or maybe they don't want to show how good, you know, some of these guys are on the back end. Even, you know, Jace McClellan has looked solid too. Because, you know, they're going to want them on the team, and maybe they don't want them getting, you know, claimed on waivers when that time comes. It's going to be really interesting to see, you know, what the strategy is going to be. But I think there is, you know, I think you have to call the Falcons running back room one of the best in the NFL, honestly, because, right, you know, you have Allgeier, he's a 1,000-yard rusher his rookie year. You have Bijan, and then you have, you know, some really nice depth beyond them.
You can never have too much depth in that department. I'm with you, man. And it's you hate to have guys like on the practice squad. You wish you had a 60-man roster because, you know if he's on the practice squad, somebody will, to your point, see that tape, and they'll grab him. Mark Grimondi is with us, guys, from ESPN.com, talking about the Falcons getting ready for the Dolphins. I know you mentioned the Rondale Moore injury, and yes, we were talking earlier about the Juju Smith-Schuster thing. He's always, you know, been on the cusp of 1,000 yards. It's been, I think it's 6 years ago that he was a 1,400-yard receiver. He's still relatively young. But let me just throw this one at you. Maybe a cheaper option, and maybe he fits just as far as schematically. If we're going to be kind of like Rams light, what about a guy like Hunter Renfrow, who's out there on the float as an MVP, who actually had some really good years with the Raiders?
Yeah, I mean, again, that could be something they look to do. I think tonight is going to really dictate a lot of that. I do think that I saw some criticism, like if Ray McLeod is your third wide receiver, that you're in trouble. But these are people that have not been actually watching practice. You know, he's performed very well. And it's a system that he knows. You know, Ike Hilliard is like, he's really close with Ike Hilliard, Ray McLeod. They're like almost father and son. And, you know, we'll see what happens tonight. And if they feel like they need to add someone, wouldn't be shocked at this point. You know, losing Rondale Moore is a blow. There's no doubt, because he's a guy that can stretch the field. You know, they have Mooney who can do that. You know, Ray can do that too. But, you know, he was definitely a guy that was going to get used quite a bit. I mean, they're going to go 4 and 5 receivers quite a lot, I'd imagine, in the Zach Robinson offense. So they're going to need some depth at that position. Maybe they bring somebody in. Maybe somebody steps up. Maybe it's a Casey Washington. Maybe it's another Washington. I don't know. But we'll see.
Mark, Kirk Cousins made some interesting comments this week talking about the state of practice at Flowery Branch. He said he felt like the intensity picked up when they got to Miami and that he wants to see that more back home at the Branch. Do you foresee an uptick in tempo at practice, or was Kirk just once again maybe saying something into a microphone that he maybe shouldn't have?
No, I think that's right on. I do think you know, I saw a different level of intensity in the two open practices, especially at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I saw that there was, you know, they definitely upped that level, and they upped it in Miami again. And I think it's, you know, it's training camp, so it's going to be it's the dog days of summer, right? It's hot. You know, we're out there, guys. You know, it's not fun being out there, even if it is in the morning. I'm not used to this southern heat, so I sympathize with the guys out there on the field. So I think that, you know, this is the first game. I think they're getting a taste of it now. You know, it feels more like the season is here. You know, they're playing a joint practice. They're playing an actual team in a competitive setting tonight, even if a win and a loss doesn't matter. But I think, you know, that they get back next week, and I think it's going to be full steam ahead.
We love the fact that, you know, a guy that's, you know, we always try to talk about leadership, Mark, and try to quantify it. And sometimes with our audience, whatever the sport is, it's like, oh, who cares? Just do your job. Put the numbers up. That's leadership, though. That's what Cousins bring. And I love the guy. You know, he does. Maybe he does talk too much. I know what that's like. He just lets it all rip. It all started with the whole controversy about, is he going to play in the preseason? He really is like walking truth serum.
Well, here's what I like about Kirk Cousins. I really feel like he's confident. He's a veteran. He is sure of himself as someone who's been in the league for a long time. This is still a bit of a young team. I mean, there's, you know, the Grady Jarrett and the David Onyemata, of course, but on the offensive side, and you have the Jake Matthews, I can't forget him, but on the offensive side, the skill players, the guys that he's going to be throwing the ball to or giving the ball to are young guys. They're under 25 for the majority of them. So he turned 36 this month, and he's a guy that he knows the ins and outs of the locker room and of the NFL because he's been there. time and time again, and he's been productive. He's been, you know, he's been a guy that puts up numbers year in and year out for a very long time. So I think he's sure of himself. I think that he does not mind saying these things because he's confident in who he is and what he's done and what he can still do. And I think you have to respect that because that's kind of what you want. You don't want someone, and this is just my opinion, if you know, someone comes off guarded in the media, it's like, what are they hiding? You know, what's really going on, you know, behind the scenes? And he's not like that. He's very much, you know, he can go off the cuff, and I'm completely okay with that.
Mark, real quick before we let you go, should Kyle Pitts get any run this preseason after coming off of a couple of injury plague seasons?
Probably not. Maybe in the last preseason game against Jacksonville, maybe a little. But I mean, what's the real purpose of that? You know, we kind of know, you know, what Kyle Pitts brings to the table. He's not trying to win a job or anything like that. I mean, it's good to get him in there, of course, against some competition, but you don't want the guy to get hurt. I mean, you need that guy for the season. That's the important thing. That's my feeling on it.
All right, big guy. We got real football to talk about, real analysis. We'll catch up with you next week, man. And again, Ravens are a hell of a test. They bring a whole other set of challenges for the Falcons as far as trying to get the depth chart squared away. And we'll probably see the starters, albeit for a little taste. Hey, Mark, have a great weekend.
Thanks, boys.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.